name?
Luella Stoner.
What year were you born?
1910.
And do you remember when you were growing up, how things were?
Well, they were good. My dad had a job. He was a painter. And we got through the years with hardly things like they are today. We wouldn't have made it.
Was he affected by the Depression at all?
Oh yeah. That was when I was married. We got $6 a week for groceries.
Hmm.
That was it.
That's how much you got, or that's how much you had to spend?
That's all we got.
Because
He was out of work. My husband was out of work.
Mm-hmm. Where did he work at?
Auto equipment.
So was you, and you grew up in Idaho, right?
Right.
How much more stuff is there now than today? I mean, there then than today. Like, have they built Idaho up a lot since then?
Oh yes, yes, it's built up pretty good.
And did you go to school when you were young? I mean,
yep, I went to school through the eighth grade, started the ninth, didn't like Latin, and I quit.
And what church do you go to?
In Idaho, was St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's back then?
St. Pat's here.
Were there a lot of things to do? Like, I mean, for fun and stuff like that?
Well, not like it is today. We kind of made our own fun, you know, with games or whatever we could do.
What'd you do?
Well, we roller skated. You mean when I was young?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I generally had work at home, so I didn't have any way to have a lot of fun.
You work a lot?
Yeah, at home, like, you know, washing dishes and things like that for my parents.
And who was it that, in our family, that first came to Monroe? Do you know? Was it your grandfather that first came to Monroe, or your grandfather's father?
No. My grandparents lived in Idaho.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So pretty much as far as you can remember, they've all lived in Idaho?
Yeah.
And what?
When I was 14, I came to Monroe and started working with the working papers.
With the working papers?
Yeah, they had working papers at 14.
Really? You had to have papers to work?
Yeah.
How'd you go about getting those?
Well, I'd done housework. That was kind of the main thing at that time, unless you worked in the mill. Then I worked in Consolidated Paper Mill.
That was in Monroe?
I was married at 16.
Really? Was that young for back then, or was that kind of the normal age to get married?
I guess so. That's, I don't know. I think maybe most of my girlfriends were a little older than that.
there much, were there movies to see, or did, for entertainment, did you listen to the radio, or?
Well, we had the radio, and then after I was married, we had television at that time.
Were there many minority groups around here then?
No.
No? So you say you worked in a canning factory?
There was a canning factory in Ida. And I worked in that.
And how old were you when you worked there?
About 12.
Really? Yeah. How much did you get paid?
Well, we got paid, I think it was six cents a peel.
Yeah?
That was in tomatoes, you know.
How long did you work?
Well, over a year or more now. Went and got a job, doing housework.
Do you remember how you celebrated holidays then?
Not like we do now. We didn't pay too much attention to them, you know?
Yeah?
You didn't have the celebrations like that goes on now all over.
What did you do for Christmas? Did you have any family traditions or anything?
Not really. We were always kind of hard up, and I remember when I was younger that the only time that I ever had an orange was on Christmas.
Wow. So that had kind of do with the Depression too, or was that?
Yeah, people were, I don't know, just seemed to be like carved up, and you got along with what you could do. My mother made me a doll out of men's socks, them gray and white socks like the men used to wear. And she always baked, so we had, plenty to eat.
So you could always get by though, right?
Oh yeah. You didn't have all the stuff that you got to do today. You know, it was more settled and, I don't know how to say it. You knew what you were doing. Today you turn around, you don't know what's coming next.
Did you guys have a car? Did you guys have a car when you were growing up?
No, my dad never had a car, never owned a car.
Because he didn't want to, or because he just...
I don't know. Come to think of it. Maybe he just didn't want to.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Four. Two brothers and two sisters.
Were they older or younger?
Younger. I'm the oldest.
So, how did you get along with them? I mean, were you a pretty tight family?
Oh, yeah. I got along good with all of them.
Did you guys do a lot of stuff together?
Well, not really, because everybody had worked and done different kind of work. I remember working in the telephone office a little while in Ida before I went to Monroe.
How old were you then?
Must have been. Then 13 or 14, going on 14 or something. Because at that time, I can remember working when I was so young.
So you didn't really get to see your brothers and sisters that much?
Well, not really, because most of them left and were working someplace else, you know. And then when I worked in Monroe, of course, I didn't get home. You know, very often, maybe on the weekend or something. So when we were together, that's it.
Did your mom and dad kind of raise you like real religious family?
Yeah. We were a religious family, that's for sure.
How did your father kind of like deal with you when you got in trouble or something?
I didn't get in trouble.
No?
No.
No mischief when you were younger?
No.
How about games? I mean, were there a lot of games to play?
No. You mean like going to a game?
Well, like say you and your friends or something. You said before roller skating, but
that was when maybe I was 7-8 years old in Ida, you know. But we all of us worked different, so there was no way of getting together for a game.
Mm-hmm. How was school?
In school was all right, so I didn't want to take Latin.
Mm-hmm. Were the teachers hard? Were they mean?
No, my teacher come to see me at the house. He tried to get me to go back, but I was stubborn. But I mean, I've never regretted it that I didn't go through the 12th grade. I had to learn by myself.
So how big was your class? Were there a lot of people that went to your school?
Oh yeah, I had a high school. But I mean, it had all different grades. When I first started, one teacher taught all the grades. You know, you didn't have a teacher for each grade.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like how it is today, then.
Hmm?
Sort of like how it is today.
Yeah.
So do you remember how things were around here in Monroe, like during World War II?
Not really. That would have been when my husband was deferred and worked at the auto equipment. He didn't have to go. And none of my brothers had to go. They were too young or something.
So really the family wasn't really affected that much by it then?
No. Uh-uh.
I guess that's pretty good then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've had a pretty good life, you know, to complain, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I heard there used to be an opera house in Monroe or something like that. Do you remember that at all? That could have been before your time, maybe.
It was on East Front Street, way down to the end, like towards McComb Street. It was I called it a movie house. You said opera house.
Mm. Did you used to go there at all?
Yeah, we used to go there, you know, sometimes. But then that went, I don't know how that changed. It went out. When I was little, we had a movie house in Ida for a while. Yeah.
What kind of things were there? I mean, did they show like motion pictures kind of things? Or?
Well, at that time,
you didn't have your voice. You know, just you read the words. But then that didn't last too long, and I did either. That went out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew there was one in Idaho.
Yes, there was. I remember my folks taking me. And I never forgot. A picture I think I saw was a white sister. And I've never seen it since.
Oh, wow, I never knew that. Do you remember there being a lot of crime around there in Monroe?
No. You hardly ever heard of anything. At that time we had a railroad train from Ida. Ride on a train to Monroe years ago.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. Just it went out. And that was like when I worked at that canning factory. Your train run right by it. They would pick up the loads, you know, of canned tomatoes and stuff. But I went on that train. I don't know what happened. That went away too.
And you said something about, you know, those people that live in Monroe. You said they weren't really gangsters.
Well, at that time I can't think of the name, but there was they were a little outside of the law, let's say that. I can't think of what it was. That was a long time ago too.
So, were there any things like in our family that were passed down, like traditions or anything that we do today that you guys kind of do? Like, is there any like maybe recipes or anything that you guys make that?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, the women would pass down, you know, recipes. Because we used to keep books on stuff like that. But then I'd give the books I did have away.
Yeah.
So I ain't got them now.
And then I remember my mom said something about the Roberts, how they owned a lot of Monroe at one time, or around the Frenchtown area.
Well, I heard that too, but that must have been years before I came to Monroe.
Yeah.
Because when I came to Monroe, and even after I was married, Monroe Street wasn't even graded. I mean, it wasn't, you know, concrete slate cement.
Yeah, paved?
It wasn't paved. Of course, that's a lot of years ago. When you think, when I was 16, I lived on North Monroe Street there with my in-laws. Until I moved in a double garage on North Monroe Street, not too far from where I lived before. But today, that's all built up around there.
Were there a lot of roads that were paved back then?
Yeah. I hope to tell you. That's what, 70 years ago. But not yet. I was 16, 85. Yeah, Monroe was sure built up, I tell you. From when I first came to Monroe.
I know my mom's got this book on like pictures of like old Monroe and stuff. Did she ever show you that?
I don't think so.
No. Do you have any pictures?
No. Not the old, you know. Whatever I've had, I give to the kids over the years. And so I ain't got nothing like that.
Did you ever have like family pictures taken? Like of your whole family?
Yeah. I mean like my grandmother and my mother and me and you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have to go somewhere to have them taken or?
No. They were just taken with the camera, like outside we'd be sitting out in the yard and taken like that.
Did you have your own camera?
No, I never had a camera. I never owned one.
Did the family own one?
Oh yeah, my sister's family. For sure. Yeah, I must have a few pictures like that somewhere. Like my grandmother and mother and me or my grandfather.
So you said before when you were working at the canning factory and stuff like that, were your bosses hard on you?
No.
No?
No. It wasn't like it is today. People were cheerful,
mm-hmm.
You know, and companionable.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I mean, I don't know, it just it seems like you can't even get along with your own relations sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make trouble for you.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
No. It was real nice. I worked with my grandmother in the canning factory. Mm-hmm. No, sure ain't like it is today, I'll tell you. I just can't figure out what's going to happen with the kids in school today carrying knives and all this junk.
You never had anything like that back then?
Never. And you wouldn't, at that time, your teachers were the bosses. Now it's all turned around. It's like the kids are the bosses. You know, at that time, we went to school and we were all jolly, and we had good hours at school.
Good hours?
Yes, from 9 till like 4 in the afternoon.
Mm.
It ain't like it is today. Some of them go for 2 hours and a half and they're on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how they learn anything.
Yeah. Did your teachers hit anybody ever?
Mm-hmm. No. And I had nice teachers all the way through. I remember one, Harrison Dental. He was real nice.
What did he teach?
My dental school. No, I've got a good life. I can't complain too much, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you used to go to school? I mean, did you used to walk to school?
Oh, I could go right to our backyard, right into the schoolyard.
Oh, was that close?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And I got school. And just what, there are some things that are different. Like, when I went to school, when we came home, we changed our school clothes. That was every day you changed your school clothes and put like everyday clothes on. No, they don't do that anymore. But you know, they just, we've got so much washing to do, it's pitiful.
Yeah. So you had different clothes that you wore to school, and then,
that's right,
and then different clothes that you wore at home.
Yeah. But, I mean, they don't, you know, they don't do that today. But, I don't know.
What was kind of in style then, back then? I mean,
well, you had a decent length on your dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but today I think it's all breeches.
Yeah.
What they call a skirt.
So you wore pretty long skirts and.
Oh yeah, and my mother made all my clothes. She, I mean, that time you didn't have all the stores and stuff like you got now, and my mother sewed and made all my clothes.
Hmm.
She was good, a good seamstress.
So where did you go to get the materials for the clothes? Were there stores around?
Well, the train went through, and my mother would go like into Monroe, and I remember when she took me down to, when I graduated from my eighth grade. Where did you go? That was the name of that store. Well, it was on Front Street. And she wanted me to buy a nice light colored dress for my graduation. And I set my heart on a dark green dress. And that's the one I had. Dark, when I think of it, dark green.
How was graduation?
Oh, well, real, real good. Of course, you didn't have all the fuss like you got today. You know, you graduated and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did they give you diplomas or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had diplomas. I still think I got mine.
Really? So, well, there weren't a lot of roads back then in Ida, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did a lot of kids get to school?
Well, most of us lived in Ida, the kids, and I guess the parents brought them. When I come back to think about it, they had to bring them to school like they do today. Must have. And we walked. It wasn't like it is today. When I first went to school, I walked a mile south of Ida the little schoolhouse where the cemetery is now, on that side.
So what about in the winter and stuff like that?
I'll never forget that. We were, at that time, walking like that, you wore long underwear. And me, one time coming home from school, there was ice in the ditch. Of course, I had to try it out. Boy, did I get wet. Oh man. That was so...
You fell through?
Yeah.
It broke, you fell through?
Then I tried to hide my wet underwear, and my mother found them. Oh boy.
Did you ever ice skate at all?
No. Never ice skated. I just never had anything like that, you know. That's what... in Ida when I was home, you have to keep thinking about that little store on the corner up from where we lived there. And when you bought a loaf of bread, you got a beautiful flag in it.
A flag?
Mm-hmm. And bread was cheap, you know, at that time. And then when you got enough of these flags, you made a pillow with them. Beautiful pillow with all the flags.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. If you remember stuff like that. Huh? And my mother had it. That's how I happened to think of that. My mother had cooked on a kerosene stove. And she'd send me for like a gallon of kerosene at a time. Just wasn't too far from, you know, from our place where I walked to get it.
Was kerosene pretty cheap?
Yeah, at that time. I don't remember the price, but I know it was cheap. And now, I think it's hard to get around here. Because we need to get some for the lamps. Someplace for our lamps when the lights go out.
What about, did you ever have a wood stove or anything like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had wood stove in the front room and one of them stoves that was kind of wide. And on the end, it had a reservoir for water.
Oh, yeah.
And all, you know, all wood stove. Yeah. So we had.
So, did you ever have, like, mail order?
No.
Because I remember, like, JCPenney or someone used to mail order a lot.
Not when I was at home, you know. My parents couldn't afford anything like that. And my mother made most of our stuff.
How big was your house?
Well, let's see. We had two bedrooms. And a nice big front room, and like a dining room, and a kitchen. And then in the kitchen was another small room. I remember I remember doing dishes because I had to stand on a box. I was that small. And I remember the big snow we had. I don't know what year that was. Mike and we all had just an outside toilet and a ways, you know, back from the house. And we got this big snow. And my dad started out and shoveled it. An open path back to the, they called it an outhouse. And you couldn't, when I went back there, I couldn't see because the snow was so high.
Wow.
Couldn't see, you know, over the top of the snow anywhere. I don't know what year that was either.
Hmm. Were there a lot of winters like that? Were there a lot of winters like that?
Not really. I remember that one, though, because, you know, the snow got so high. All you could see, all they said you could see was the tops of the fence posts, the little tops. Down the street from us a ways, and the one I call Grandpa was a butcher. And there was even people, I mean he made his own sausage and stuff, and rendered at that time, people used lard. And at that time there was people from Toledo, by the name of Douglas, that always come over and bought their stuff from Grandpa. I mean, he was really, you know, a good, knew how to do stuff, if I think.
Whatever happened to his store?
Huh?
Whatever happened to his store?
He didn't have a store.
Uh-huh.
Just a big, back of his house, a big, like, what you said, store, just like a big building, that, you know, a building that had that in.
But it was part of his house?
No, it was separate from the house. I remember the big kettle that he rendered that lard in, man.
So were there a lot of businesses like that?
No, just my parents. There wasn't that much in Ida, come to think of it, at that time. There was a funeral home on the corner of Ida Street, and a store across from it, and the post office, and a bank. That was about the city of Ida.
It's not that big compared to now.
Oh no, it was a hardware store too, come to think of it, yeah. And a restaurant, because I worked in that restaurant too.
Sounds like you had a lot of jobs when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. And I can remember from the time of working when I was 12 years old. And I worked in that restaurant just before I got married.
Were there a lot of other younger people that worked with you too?
Not really. My girlfriend, Lucille Calkins, where did she work? I don't remember where she worked. I was the only one that worked in that restaurant. When I was there, you know. That was a hard job. Get up early in the morning, go up there, and even get, seems to me I remember getting coal in with a coal scuttle to start the day. Lady that run that restaurant was busy restworm.
Is that place still around today?
I don't know if it's a hotel or what. Today. I haven't been to either that much. But I mean, it's built up around Ida so, you know, so much. That's where my brother lived till. The one that couldn't see.
Well, thanks, Grandma, for letting me interview you.
Okay, I don't know if I done any good.
Oh, this is fine. It's perfect. Thanks.
Okay.